Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. It was a rough weekend, but it's still a glorious Monday. All right, segment two of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs. One of my personal favorites, a half smoked chicken, and much more. Plus, incredible, phenomenal sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, I'm going to give my reaction to Matt Rhule's press conference. Nebraska volleyball is number one. And then we will close out the show in our final segment, reacting to the biggest games from the college football weekend. USC lost to Maryland. We'll get to that. I don't want to get ahead of myself. All right, let's start with Nebraska volleyball. Let me pull up what I've got here so I can be factually accurate and correct. According, Nebraska volleyball is the number one team in the first NCAA committee top 16. They are one of seven Big Ten teams, 12 of Nebraska's opponents. Think about this. You want to talk about, have you played somebody? 12 of Nebraska's opponents made the top 16 as well. Dude, that's insane. Are you kidding me? 75% of the top 16 in volleyball right now, Nebraska has played and beaten darn near all of them, I might add. Now, if you look at their schedule again, all right, they have beaten six top 20 teams, five top 15 teams, four top 10 teams, and three top five teams. Not half bad, ladies and gentlemen. And when people are like, oh, we're a volleyball school, like, is that supposed to be an insult? Because if I take that as an insult, that's an insult to volleyball. It's not an insult to me. Obviously, I'm a football guy. But anybody who knows me knows I love all freaking sports. Football, probably my personal favorite. Actually thought I was going to be a pro baseball player. Story for another day. Growing up, I was on an AAU basketball team with three future first-round draft picks. And we won every tournament that we went to, almost. Okay? Lost to the Pasco Magic one time. They had future first-round Major League Baseball draft pick Jeremy Bonderman on that team. By the way, the three future first-round picks on our team, none of them were in basketball, oddly enough. But I digress. So, I love all sports. Shout out to Nebraska volleyball. All right, having a phenomenal season. Let's give a reaction now to Matt Rhule's press conference. It was a little bit shorter today, okay? Probably as it should be, in all fairness. He wanted to credit Indiana for playing clean football. Nebraska did not play well in return, said the corners struggled. The game came down to the run game and not being able to stop it. I wonder if I've talked about the run game at all this year. Can't remember. Can you, Jake? Hey, is there anything on the text line, by the way?
There is a lot on the text line.
There is a lot. Yeah. All right, let me know what sticks out to you. Partly regrets coming out in the second half and not kicking the field goal. He said, and I quote, "I put them in harm's way," end quote, by going for it and trying to get back in the game. It was 28-7. And yes, it was a makeable field goal, but it was 28-7. You're trying to get to 28-14, not 28-10. And let's be real. The snap could go wrong. Which snapper's in today? Which one's hot, got the hot hand? All right. Is the hold going to be okay? Is it going to get blocked? And then the kick itself. I'm not taking shots at anybody. It just is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. I had no problem with him going for it. Put Harburg in. Do an RPO. Okay. You can literally hand it off. You can keep it. You can have a tight end go in motion. He can hit the flat. And you can have the middle deep slant and put that middle zone backer, which, by the way, Indiana runs a ton of zone. In an impossible situation, all you have to do is make the proper read, and you can't be wrong. Now, making the proper read isn't the easiest thing to do in the world, but if you've done it a million times, it becomes easier and easier with an experienced quarterback like Heinrich Harburg. Felt like a lot of the game, the team was playing not to lose instead of playing to win. That's that mentality. That's that standard. That's things I already talked about. Did not tackle at the level that they're capable of. I felt like we haven't tackled the same all year. I felt like last year, going into last season, we were so bad at tackling for so long. That was such an emphasis. We were a really good tackling football team last year. Not perfect. Nobody's perfect. They're trying to. They lift weights too. They're getting paid NIL too. Didn't have a whole lot of turnovers. So this year, you try to focus on getting more turnovers. No problem with that. Still got to secure the tackle first. The first guy tackles. You emphasize tackling in practice. You still emphasize it. The second guy comes in for the strip. The only time you go for the strip first before the tackle, can you think of what it is, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a hit. Blindside.
Okay.
That didn't help at all. Yes. If you're the blind side of the quarterback and the ball's out, then you go for the strip sack because he can't see you. The ball's sitting right there. Outside of that, it's always the tackle first. I feel like we've gotten more turnovers on defense, which was a priority. Scored a few times this year, which is phenomenal. But the priority of all priorities has to be tackling first. All right. Said it was, and I quote, bad all around, end quote. Our perimeter blocking has been a deficiency for us the entire year and continues to be. Oh, that was a quote. Sorry. That's inexcusable. Like I said, we have small tight ends out there. 6'4". They're both the same height and weight. At least that's what they're listed, so it must be accurate. Isaiah Nayor and Jamal Banks, 6'4", 220. Both of them. Those are big receivers, ladies and gentlemen. There's no excuse not to be blocking. Blocking is attitude and effort. That's all it is. All right. Regarding his comment after Indiana of, I didn't see this coming. Fans should be concerned if he did expect that to happen on Saturday.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I see what he did there. If we if he expected to lose 56-7, he should be concerned. How I took it was I didn't see what Indiana was going to do. We weren't ready for that. That's how I took. I didn't see it coming. Is that a fair way to take that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think that's a good way for him to answer it too.
He's very good with words. He's very good with words. Hey, yeah. I love that. I love that. Sometimes you got to cipher through, okay? And that's okay too. And I quote, "We just weren't ready for that moment," end quote. I'd have nothing to add. I agree. And I quote, "We'll find out a lot about ourselves moving forward," end quote. If you follow me on social media, I said that at halftime. I hope the answer we got in the second half versus Indiana is a completely different answer than we get versus Ohio State on Saturday. I could have minimized the mistakes in the second half, but wanted to press and get Dylan Raiola experience for those moments. He had three interceptions. At a certain point, I understand that, and I figured that's why they left him in. He's played almost the entire year. And correct me if I'm wrong, he was out of the game before the end of the third quarter against UTEP, right?
Yeah.
So wait, he needs experience versus Indiana when all you're going to do is damage his psyche potentially. But versus UTEP, in his first ever college game, he didn't need that experience the last quarter and a half. Okay. Quote, "Wanted him to battle through all that," end quote. Okay, that's something I can live with. Wanted him to battle through. I don't buy the experience thing because that doesn't track, because look at UTEP. Wanted him to learn to battle through. That's something, as a coach, you're walking the line. Is he going to battle through, or am I going to damage a young kid's confidence? That I can get behind if that was the reason. The experience thing, I look at UTEP and I say this doesn't track. All right, hashtag 56-7 should snap you back to reality, end quote. Agree with that. Not concerned about locker room mentality after a blowout loss. I hope he's right. Battle since getting to Lincoln has been the hashtag, and I quote, "Here we go again," end quote, narrative of tough losses and not being able to get the job done, even with players. And in fairness, hey, I just speak my mind. I'm right sometimes. I'm wrong sometimes. You can feel free to text in and tell me I'm wrong. If you are wrong, we'll say it. If I am wrong and you make a good case, we'll say it on air. Facts don't care about feelings, including mine, Jake's, or anybody else's. 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how badly some folks might want it to equal 5. So here's my point. It is fair to say that he's still dealing with the standard from the previous staff and what those players, how they approach the game mentally, and he's still working through that. That is very, very fair, and I'm glad a fan pointed that out to me because that had not occurred to me, and now he addresses it here. Okay, a little bit less directly than I just did, but that's something that does make some sense to me. Shouldn't have to talk about confidence anytime something goes wrong. I agree. Thought a lot of receivers did get open, but they aren't doing a good job of getting off of press coverage. Won't argue with that. Guys wanting to play pro football need to get better at handling press coverage. Accurate. Wants players to see how interrelated they are on every play. There is no more of a team sport under God's hot sun than football. Baseball is a team sport, technically, because you're on a team with other guys, but it's the most individualistic sport. Team sport under God's hot sun. If you're the batter, it's you and the pitcher. If you're the pitcher, it's you, the batter, and some help from the defense. If the ground ball is hit to you as you're the shortstop, it's you and the ball. Basketball is more of a team sport, but an individual player can take over a game way more easy than in football. If you're the quarterback and you ain't got time to throw, good luck. If you're the running back and you got nowhere to go, good luck. If you got all day to throw and you're the quarterback, but your receivers are covered, you better be fast. It's the most team sport. Complete team sport relying on each other that there is under God's hot sun. Ohio State's roster isn't about NIL. It is about players wanting to go to a winner and compete for championships. All right, I'm just going to say it. Like he's brought up, if we want to compete with Ohio State, they pay $20 million for their roster. Okay, so to speak, give or take, I'm paraphrasing, we paid $5 million. So if we want to compete, we got to raise it. So that doesn't completely track with me. Am I missing something there? Because he said that. Yet he's saying it not about NIL. What am I missing?
Well, I think that's off-season compared to a game week. Off-season, maybe you can say more of the large picture NIL stuff. In week, you don't want to call them an NIL roster.
So, okay, that's fair. Because those two statements, independent of each other, don't make sense. But when you put it in, this is why I throw it to you sometimes. Because there's things I miss occasionally, depending on who you talk to a lot of the time. But that's okay. That's fair to say when you're getting ready to play them, you don't want to give them bulletin board material. I can respect that. I got no problem with that. All right. Are we out of this segment, Jake? Where are we at? Do you have anything from the text line?
Yeah, we've got plenty from the text line. The text line is just as frustrated as everybody else. So
give me a couple before we go to break here.
Well, line 066 says, how much did Indiana pay for that roster? So kind of, you know, throwing the NIL stuff out there.
Thank you. Fair point.
6177 says, Rule has stated the attitude of losing predated him in his staff. First time I've heard him pivot to that as an excuse. This is year two. Things have to progress at some point.
Fair point. Cignetti's in year one. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here's a text here. Says it's not Satterfield. Our players have an execution problem and play with passion. Play without passion. The game was missed tackles, poor blocking by the wide receivers and offensive line. Dylan holding the ball too long and not getting out of there for positive yards. The defensive backs don't turn to look at the ball. So it goes back to that age-old question. Was it the players or the coaches? Who's more at fault?
So he's right and he's wrong. He's right. Okay, in the aspect of the players play the game. He's wrong in the aspect of who's coaching them. These aren't professionals yet. Okay, it's different when you're in the NFL. Your entire livelihood and career and everything is on you. It is much more individualistic in the NFL than it is in college, although college is getting that way, obviously, with the NIL and transfer portal. But at the end of the day, who's coaching them? Who's coaching these still kids? That would be my thought. He's looking at it as just from a play caller standpoint. That's 12 days of the year. These boys practice 4 or 5 days a week. They lift weights. They got spring ball. They got fall camp. There's a lot more time spent with these boys than just 12 Saturdays. All right. So I thought a lot of fair points there. Some I agree with, some I disagree with. My wife texted me and said, did you take your energy drink today? Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I woke up at 4 for some unknown reason, and I took an extra amount, and it has not worn off yet. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.